Good morning, Summer.
Good morning. I know it was a while ago that I was NCAA Swimmer of the Year.
Yeah.
Like 26 years ago. Unbelievable.
Right. In a, the 92 Olympics is, it's like a silver anniversary to your gold, I guess is what it is.
Exactly.
Have you ever been back to Barcelona or those places of your your triumphs?
Yeah, I did actually. I went back. My husband and I celebrated our 10th anniversary 2 years ago. So we made a big trip. We're also Buffalo Bills fans. So Buffalo was playing in London. So we took a trip to London and then popped over to Barcelona. And it was a huge deal for me. And it was really funny because everywhere I went, and I never mention my gold medals around town here in the United States, but I went over to Barcelona and I spoke to everyone who had listened to me and I said, I won gold medals here. And they really could care less, which was very cool. But I stepped foot on the pool deck and it was just memories flooded back in my head. And there was no one in the pool. And my husband and I are like, why is nobody swimming? It's a gorgeous day. And we dove in, and the water temperature, I think, was about 55 degrees. So
Oh.
we learned the hard way, but it was still as beautiful as ever.
Wow. Let's talk about this, the Collegiate Women's Sports Awards. How long have they been handing this out?
Well, I don't hand it out, but I was an individual sport winner back in 1991 for swimming, representing Stanford University. And it's still one of my greatest honors. The award is this beautiful silver plate, and I still have it up in my office to this day. But for the past 4 years, I've come back. I volunteer my time to be a part of the celebration and get to meet all the amazing women. So we do community outreach, and we have a luncheon. And then last night was the actual award ceremony where all these amazing women with their family go to a live event, and then they announced the ultimate winner, which is the winner of the Honda Cup, and that was Katie Ledecky.
Are we looking at athletes who do well in the classroom too?
Yes, it's a well-rounded athlete. And that was what was so cool about getting a chance to meet this year, especially. I mean, every year they're amazing. But I recognize this year's class as just being not only well-rounded as very good in the classroom, focused in the classroom, focused with their sport, but they constantly mentioned teamwork and being a part of a team, recognizing their teammates, even though this is an individual accolade. And they also listened to one another. So we had this thing called the huddle where we're at an orthopedic hospital in Los Angeles, and kids were in the audience. And they were constantly referencing what other award winners had said. And I felt like that was such a great quality, especially right now, where these amazing individuals were listening to one another and referencing what everyone else said.
Do you find a sense of community among the winners like yourself and more recent winners as well?
Yeah, so you have to understand this, the Collegiate Women's Sports Award presented by Honda has been around for 41 years. And so last year was the big 40th anniversary. We had 23 previous winners come back and celebrate. And that's because I think that, we as women athletes, we remember that there was a day where we couldn't compete collegiately. And so it's important for this younger generation to know where we came from and how we need to continue to have a voice so that we have a place and an opportunity. And that's what it's all about. That's why the community is so strong. And the fact that this award has been around for so long and so committed to women's sports is amazing.
What was it about this year's winner that may gave her the win?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased because this is a Stanford girl and she is a swimmer. But if you watched not only the London Games, where I first met her at the London Olymp or the U.S. Olympic trials leading into London, and she was 15. And this young pup that came kind of out of nowhere to make the team. And I remember my big question to her was, when are you getting your driver's license, right? So then she goes on to London and wins the gold in I think it was the 800 meters, but doesn't just win it. She, like, crushes the competition. 4 years later, she gets into Stanford. She defers for a year to train for Rio. She goes to Rio, and Katie Ledecky is her name. So anybody who watched any athletics, sporting event at all last summer knows the name Katie Ledecky because she was plastered all over the place on NBC. But it's not just that. Katie is a very unique individual in that she has accomplished so much with her sport, but she gives back so much. She's so incredibly humble, and she crushes it in the classroom as well. And that really is what the Collegiate Women's Sports Awards are about. It's the well-rounded, these athletes get it. It's not just going to stop in their sport. They're going to do amazing things in life.
It's interesting, too, and I don't know, you know, we see a lot of times with NCAA, with the men's sports, and we always think of this as sort of their stepping stone to another career. A lot of times, in you know, for women, the opportunity is slightly different for that. What it is it like to be a female college athlete? Do they know that this is sort of as far as they take it, or do they look for other adventures or things related to sports?
Yeah, so it's sports-specific. It's funny because we had a past winner, Natasha Watley, come back and be a part of the celebration yesterday, and she's a softball player, and she just retired. So there's opportunity in different parts of the world. There's a soccer player. She was on the Canadian national team that won the bronze, and she was one of our individual sport winners this year, and she's playing professionally in France. So, yes, it depends on what your sport is. It depends on what your desires are. I mean, there are a lot of people who stick around in swimming much longer than I did because the opportunity is there, the passion is there. But I think the most important thing is that all of these women, especially all the seniors who were recognized as individual sport winners for the class of 2017 for the Collegiate Women's Sport Awards, they graduated. And I think, I mean, they're ready to, whatever they're going to do, whether it is pursue a career longer in their sport or go on and pursue a career outside of their sport, they're ready for it.
Again, it's the Collegiate Women's Sports Awards. You can find out more at collegiatewomenssportsawards.com. Our guest today, former winner Summer Sanders. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.